This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As Star Wars continues its run at the top of the box office league tables, there is Hollywood news today via Beijing. The Chinese real estate and entertainment conglomerate Dalian Wanda is reportedly set to buy a controlling stake in Legendary Entertainment, the financiers behind a bunch of movies you will have heard of. Marketplace's Adrian Hill is on the entertainment desk for us. Hey, Adrian.
Hey, Kai.
What do we know so far about this deal, then?
We don't have a ton of detail yet. Reuters broke the news that Dalian Wanda is nearing a deal to buy a majority stake in Legendary. It values Legendary somewhere between $3 and $4 billion. And Legendary is a production company. It helps finance movies, and it's had its hands in a whole lot of big blockbuster Hollywood productions. So Jurassic World, Godzilla, The Dark Knight, it's got Warcraft coming out this summer. These are exactly the kind of movies that the international market, especially the Chinese market, loves.
Godzilla, really?
Oh.
Yeah, we'll figure that one out.
Who doesn't love that?
Other than having a piece of Godzilla, what does Dalian Wanda want out of this thing?
Well, by every indication, this is a company looking to be a global entertainment leader. Take a listen to this tape from the head of the company. Okay. Also one of China's richest men, Wang Zhiling. He was interviewed for a story we did with the BBC last year.
We don't want to become another Disney. For one reason, Disney is too old. It already has an 80-year history. I don't want to be like that. I would like to create a brand new Wanda-style entertainment project. We have our own ambition. We might even have a larger scale.
Disney, they're shooting right for the top.
Oh, yeah. No small ambition here, Kai. They own hundreds of theaters in China. They bought AMC, the movie theater chain here in the U.S. back in 2012. Dalian Wanda is working on an $8 billion film studio in China as we speak. It includes an underwater stage.
Oh,
I know.
All right.
And
they're hoping to build connections and inroads into Hollywood. And I think this makes sense for both sides.
That's UC Santa Barbara film professor Michael Curtin. He says a partnership here could help Dalian Wanda and even the Chinese government that the head of Dalian Wanda is really close to. This is a learning experience for them about film financing and how to make successful international films.
All right, so that's what Dalian gets. What about Legendary? They get a couple of billion dollars and what?
Well, maybe access to this enormous Chinese market for movies.
Yeah.
The booming Chinese middle class is going to the theater in a way we're not necessarily here in the U.S. China's box office receipts grew 50% last year to $6.8 billion. Hollywood films were only a little bit more than a third of that. Here's Curtin again.
Hollywood's all in on China. They realize that it's going to be the biggest market in the world. They realize that a lot of their films, their big films, their franchise films, perform as well, if not better, in China. And it won't be long before that will be the primary market for those big franchise films.
Right now in China, the government has a quota for how many foreign films can come in. They also set the release dates of these films. So it's possible this Legendary deal could get Legendary's movies outside of the quota and get better release dates. For all these reasons, we're going to see more and more of these partnerships and relationships and deals happening as both China and Hollywood try to get what the other one has.
Right. Last thing, and then I'll let you go. Is this going to change the kind of movies that Legendary makes?
Unlikely. So I asked Michael Curtin that question, and he told me, look, Legendary is already making the kind of movies that the Chinese government's really comfortable with.
Right.
They're okay with these big blockbuster franchise movies. So we're unlikely to see a change there.
Except maybe more Godzilla.
More Godzilla. And don't we all want that, Kai?
Adrian Hill covers the entertainment desk for us. Thanks.
Thanks.